We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Look, I don't know the answer to this question. I know that it's the worst Eagles loss in some long amount of time. Now, you know, look, there's the ones where you get boat race, like Dallas this year, New Orleans last year in the regular season. That's a different kind of terrible loss. You're facing a much better team and you get crushed. This was the worst team the Eagles have lost to in a long, long time. I don't know when it is. We could look it up. I frankly don't even really care, other than to say it was the kind of loss that 10 and 20 years from now we'll remember when the Eagles lost to the 2019 Dolphins. That's what I'm saying. It's that bad. It's that bad.
That was a pathetic team. I mean, they had Ryan Fitzpatrick and they had Devontae Parker, and that beat us. And at the beginning of the game, for the first quarter and a half, maybe for the first half of the game, the notes that I was making were, wow, the Eagles can do whatever they want because they're The Dolphins' D-line is the worst I've ever seen in the NFL. Their O-line is the worst I've ever seen in the NFL. That's how bad it was. Yeah. In the trenches, they were the worst product on the field that I can remember ever witnessing.
It's incredible.
And we just lost to that.
Let's go to the phones. 888-729-9494. Reaction. Hassan kicks us off in Strawberry Mansion. What's up, Hassan?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Crazy Monday, isn't it? Wake up Friday thinking you're playing for the division on Sunday, and Sunday they go out there and do that.
And then and before Sunday, things go great for us because the Cowboys lose.
Yep.
Don't you feel like that had some effect too? You know, like our guys, our weak-minded, poorly led team decided that made a difference, that the Cowboys lost? Like, it took some of their edge away?
Richie, Doug basically confirmed it. How can you get up and say that the Miami Dolphins wanted it more than you? Like,
I can't believe he said that.
Wanted it more than you?
Right. That is stunning. Doug, that's on you. Doug, that is your job, to coach and motivate and lead this group of men. And you failed, and you just told us you failed. That's it's incredible, Hassan. I can't believe I heard that out of his mouth.
Yeah, I was stunned. Hassan, thanks for the call. I couldn't believe it. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Does he even know? Does he know what he just said? Sorry.
That's okay, guys. I'll be respectful. I'll keep it clean. This is an indictment on Jeffrey and Howard, because they've had their heads up their butts all season. Everybody's been drinking their Kool-Aid, and Doug is a failure. Doug will never learn. And that indictment came out of his mouth.
Yeah.
If I was his boss, he would be on such a short leash now, I would be sitting down making my list.
Well, I will tell you that, Joe, I will tell you this. When Doug said it this morning, I did immediately think of Howie Roseman, because I thought, wow, if you're Howie and you hear this, you got to be really, irritated.
We know he's a big red protege, and I think he'll get a little more rope because he did bring the city its first trophy.
No question about it. Yep.
However, he isn't going to be hanging around as long as Big Red did, and I hope, my heart goes out to the diehard fans that bleed green and invest their hard-earned money. These blue-collar people that took a trip to South Florida, can you imagine a blue-collar dad that said, hey, gang, this is the Christmas gift, this is my surprise to you, and it's going to be real lean under the tree.
Well, especially over Thanksgiving weekend. That's the other thing. Yeah. It kind of submarines Thanksgiving.
I mean, it was, I couldn't believe it. When they were up 10-0, And I said, okay, Doug, put your foot on the throat. I mean, Flores, winning and motivation, it's a mindset. And if it's not in your head, then you can't exude that to everybody under you. And I've given up on Doug. I have given up on Doug. He will never learn. He'll never win another trophy. That's not only in Philly, but anywhere else if he gets another job. I think he'll make a good assistant somewhere. But sadly, going back to 17, he had two phenomenal people on each side of him holding him up. They were his crutches. Yeah. And when they left the organization, holy cow, Doug has not been able to figure out how to get up off his knees and be a man and figure it out. And it is a nightmare of monument. I never thought we'd be talking about this after we said bye-bye to Chip.
Yeah, now listen, Joe.
How long does it last?
There's a lot in there.
How long does it last? The glow, the explanation that, you know, Doug, well, yeah, he had another bad game. Yeah, he had another bad season, but he brought us a Super Bowl. How long does that persist?
You want me to answer that?
Yes, because this is a what have you done for me lately league where people lose their livelihood if they don't play in this game, in this next game. If you fail, you could get cut. Does that apply to Doug? No, I don't believe it does. I'm being realistic. How long does this protective aura surround Doug Peterson?
I will answer the question, and you're not going to like the answer. I'll just tell you what I think the answer is. At least two more years.
I agree.
That's unbelievable.
It's what it
is.
And
that is wrong. And we'll lose for 2 years.
Well, you don't know that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think I do. I know you think that. I don't assume that. Let's get to this piece of audio that has been referenced now, I believe, by our first two callers on the show. And that last call was fascinating. Doug said something this morning with Angelo that I actually was flabbergasted to hear said by the head coach of the Eagles. I was actually stunned. It doesn't reflect well on him. It doesn't reflect well on his players. Here's what Doug Peterson said this morning. I was stunned when he said it.
They played harder than we did, and that's why I said that I'm disappointed because of that, that they wanted this one a little bit more than we did, and they made the plays, and we didn't. And that's what it boiled down to. We had 10 accepted penalties, Angelo, in this football game. We were an undisciplined football team that cost us in multiple situations that, quite frankly, are unacceptable by me.
You know, it's a comment, John, that is so rare to hear.
Now, it's two different comments. I mean, he went from they played harder than we did, they wanted it more than we did, into we were undisciplined.
Yeah.
Both are on you. The undisciplined is on you. But the worst thing you could ever say is that your team wasn't playing hard. You know, like that you got outplayed, you got out-efforted by the Miami Dolphins, a team they know they've got nothing to play for.
Right.
They know they've got no talent whatsoever. They know that, I mean, but when they realized they had a chance, it was like, let's have fun, guys. We got nothing to lose, right? And that's when it was, my gosh, we were so lost. We can't match that tenacity. We can't match that joy that we saw across the way. And when you don't have scheme and you don't have emotion, when we won it all, we had the emotion.
There's no
and
question.
It was magical. Yeah. And it was crafted by the leaders on that team. You know, like, are we really going to give Doug credit for that?
Well, I am, yes. I'm not going to take credit away from him. I believe it was legit.
Okay, yeah, I believe it was legit, too. I don't believe that Doug knows how he did it. Otherwise, he would redo it. It was just lightning in a bottle. It was something special. And he probably stays up nights trying to figure out, my gosh, what is the combination of what did I say? What did I do? I can't remember.
Yeah.
How do I do that again? Yeah. He's clueless. He has no idea how to recapture that.
Yeah, it's just, it's incredible. Like, if you had asked me before the game, what's the pathway for the Eagles to lose to Miami, I would have probably told you one of two things. Either A, Carson really bungles it up, turns the ball over, makes it easy for Miami, and that's a path. And that, you know, could have happened. Didn't happen. Listen, Carson wasn't, you know, absolutely perfect. But for the most part, he did a pretty good job. He actually had some really nice throws in this game yesterday. Now, he had some mistakes, you know, yeah. That doesn't throw ball away at the one
great.
Point. But like, they didn't lose the game because
he wasn't
of Carson.
Terrible.
The other reason I would have told you before the game, the other reason that they could lose the game is if they just didn't, I mean, it just if they just didn't really take it serious enough and they didn't really focus and they didn't really have the will to just take care of business and do what needed to be done to stomp on an inferior opponent. That's exactly what happened.
Oh, but there's
and the
it's
head
so
coach,
much more
and
than
the head
that.
Coach says they played yeah. harder than we did. They wanted it more than we yeah. did. That's unbelievable.
It's so huge. It's so huge. Like, you can't win, period, if that's going to happen regularly. And you got out-schemed as well. You know, that's a terrible strike against you, yeah. certainly. But let's get back to the Carson Wentz thing. Like, Carson is not good this year. Your quarterback, the cornerstone for your organization, is you've traded everything away to get him. You've paid him better than any quarterback has ever been paid in guaranteed money. And you have a head coach who was a quarterback.
Sure.
And his play, your quarterback's play is declining?
Yeah, well, there's no question it is. No question.
How is it that you can sit there and tell me Doug knows what he's doing? If that's happening, on top of all this other stuff. I mean, let's just examine this.
John, the Wentz thing, we've been around it and around a million times, and I'm sure we'll continue to. He's regressed. He didn't, you know, if he had played at the 2017 Carson Wentz level yesterday, they would have won the game. But yeah. he didn't play at the 2017 Wentz level. He played at the 2019
and
Wentz
level. We think
level.
He's regressed because he's not getting the coaching he needs. I mean, now, he's responsible also. I mean, it's on him.
He does some dumb things.
He has to play. He has to do what he's yeah. coached to do. But at the same time, we don't think he's being coached well enough.
Yeah.
Doug is a coach. He oversees the hiring of the coaches who yeah. coach the players. This is, like, you started the show out saying you're very disappointed in Doug.
Yep.
I'm just saying, how disappointed are
not
you?
Not as much as you
because
are. That's clear. I mean, based on what you've said in the first 26 minutes, not as disappointed as you.
I believe this is validation that my worst fears have come to fruition. That was a special year. And Doug has no idea how to do that again.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Sam, who was down in Miami at the game. What's going on, Sam?
Hey guys, John, Joe, how you doing?
Sort of bad.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately it's cloudy down here right now. It could be sunny out, but it'd still be cloudy. I mean, mm-hmm. in regards to Peterson's comments, I mean, come on, seriously, you're the coach.
Yep.
Okay, you have to get your team up.
Other way around it. You're exactly right.
We got a gift when Buffalo beat Dallas. You think we would come down here full throttle, stepped on the gas pedal, walked all over this team, and put ourselves in good shape? But no, we showed up here. It's despicable to see this team does not deserve this fan base. This is the first time I've traveled to see this many Eagles fans down here, and to come to a game and be disappointed was that. I mean, when do you adjust on defense? When does Schwartz?
That's a great point. Hey, Sam, we haven't talked about that. And as Joe pointed out, it doesn't seem like a lot of people are placing responsibility on the defense. Why is it when Devontae Parker was very obviously the only guy who was going to beat us, although Gesicki also had some good plays?
I'm Gesicki, saying he was
you got two safeties on the field. Devote one to just following him around. I mean, like, bracket him. Do something different. Like, I felt like we lost that game because we were too proud to do what needed to be done, which was devote another defender to
Devontae
Parker.
No, I agree with you. Well,
it's not like you needed a safety in the box to stop the run. They couldn't run it because their offensive line can't block. It's amazing to me that Jim Schwartz, I think this was his worst game.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, the other thing that really disappointed me and aggravated the hell out of me was not only the game, but we left the game with 4 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm walking down the stairs. And sure, you're disgusted. Mm-hmm. And to see a young lady about maybe mid-30s, walking up the stairs with a glass, and this guy, Eagles fan, just shoves her aside,
ugh,
knocks her drink out of her hand, knocks her down. He keeps walking. I picked her up. I said, no, let me apologize on behalf of Philadelphia. For somebody to carry on like that, they couldn't be a nicer fan base down here. For see that to happen really disgusted me even further.
Well, you're a good man, Sam. You did the right thing. You did what most people would have done, but that's a disgrace on the part of the other guy.
Yeah, it's messed up.
John, one thing that I didn't see coming, let's say end of the first quarter to the final three quarters, I never would have thought this would have happened after watching the first 45 minutes of a three-hour game. First quarter, the Eagles' pass rush was dominating the Dolphins' offensive line.
Well, we didn't get into the heat factor. Yeah.
So do you think it was the heat?
Of course, I do.
You do think
that's,
so?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I mean, that's the only explanation. It's not like they got better players to take the field and protect the, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But I personally,
he's getting the ball out quickly.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe it's like the whole story.
Listen, Ryan Fitzpatrick knows that he can prey on our DBs, you know, because he just did last year. And so it took him a while to, you know, recognize it. But once he did, it was like, all I got to do is air that ball up. And I put it up there. DeMonte will go get it. And what was the heat index? I mean, I know it was over 100 with the humidity and stuff. It was something that we mentioned last week. You know, this is a team, you got a lot of guys who back from injury, never really got into the training camp type shape. I wonder how they'll fare in the heat, that sort of thing. Well, they fared terribly. They were gassed. And when you look at the time of possession, when it was all said and done, we got out-possessed, which is very rare.
Right.
When you
It's been happening more lately, and it also goes to how much Doug passes the ball.
Wow.
I mean, it's not a recipe for helping your defense.
Now, I know a lot has been made of that.
Yeah, well, that's another big factor in this whole thing.
It is. It's unacceptable.
It's
like, seriously, another week we're going to say this?
Yeah.
I mean, we were averaging 4.8 yards per carry yesterday. 4.8.
Yep.
That means you hand it off twice, you got a first down. And we're up 14 points, and we choose to no longer run the ball. I think the stat was we ran the ball three times from the point where we were up two touchdowns.
Wow. It's terrible, man. Hey, listen, Twitter poll question.
Idiotic.
It is. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Wagering on all pro sports in a comfortable atmosphere with great food online at DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. All right, today's question. It's a blame game question. Who do you blame most for yesterday's embarrassing loss in Miami? Four choices. A, Doug Peterson. B, defensive coordinator, and he had a bad day, Jim Schwartz. C, the players, who are a better group of players than the Miami Dolphins. That's true. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
D, Howie Roseman. Personally, I think Howie has the least blame on this one. Howie might have more blame on why the Eagles don't beat Seattle, because you want it to be toe-to-toe with Seattle competitively with a talent ledger, which they haven't been this year. But Howie shouldn't be the winning answer to this one. Howie gave him enough pieces to beat Miami yesterday. The other three choices to me are the most fascinating. Doug, Schwartz, and the players. Let's go to the phones. Of course, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's talk to Mike in New Jersey. What's going on, Mike?
Joe, John, good morning.
Mike, hi.
John, welcome to Earth, huh? Jesus, crackers, this is some team.
Yeah.
But John told you last week, you know, you were so sure, we're going to go down there and kill him, and John warned you that there was a chance that...
Yeah, well, and I had come around to saying it's not an absolute gimme, but I am shocked they lost. I was very clear very much expected the Eagles to win, and I'm guessing, Mike, you probably did too.
Yeah, I tell you what, actually, in the beginning of the game, I was feeling bad for Fitzpatrick and the Dolphins. I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be a tough game to watch.
That was running through my mind. Like, how out of hand is this game going to get? What is this score going to end up being?
Whenever it was, end of the first, early second, I forget the exact moment, there was a point where he was just getting crushed. I remember they showed a replay, and I actually felt bad for the guy.
Yeah.
I actually felt bad for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I'm right there
with you. I thought this guy's got no shot today.
Yeah, sounds like you're in the same boat, Mike.
Yeah, I thought he was leaving on a stretcher the way it was looking. It did not look good for him, but, you know, when he had some drops as usual, and then Carson, I am really starting to fly off of that bandwagon. I mean, you know, yeah. 31 points is just supposed to be enough for you to win. So,
today and this week are not the day and week to you know, hit Carson over the head. I mean, he really made some mistakes, but he's not the reason. He's not really the reason they lost the game. I mean, they lost the game because of the defense.
Yeah, you're right, but. You know,
still out of whack. I will say that.
Was it the third quarter where he threw the ball like 30 yards, three plays in a row, and wasn't even close on any of them? And, you know, that's pathetic. But the good news is the Flyers are playing. They're playing well.
Yep.
They're well coached. And that overtime goal Provorov scored was outstanding.
Unbelievable. Listen, Mike, it's one of, and thanks coolest. For the call, man. Was one of the best Flyers goals we've seen in a long time. And for it to be an overtime game winner. Was just sensational. By the way, Sunday
to
morning.
Do that.
Sunday
in
morning.
That situation.
Oh, it was awesome. John, it was the number one play on SportsCenter Sunday morning. Top 10 plays,
that's
number one.
So cool. So deserved.
Goal. Yeah.
Too.
That was awesome. 888-729-9494.
Did it hit off his skate? Like,
yeah.
Okay, so he passed it to himself.
He passed it off his own
underneath,
skate.
Like between the legs.
Yeah, it was nuts.
And then, like, gave himself the better angle, like, glancing off of his skate at 45 degrees to pass around the guy to himself.
Well, and then even after that, he still had to swoop in. He was still, like, way over on the right.
Yeah.
He still had to swoop in, and then he still had to, you know, score the goal.
Yeah.
So it was...
so amazing.
It was sensational. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm calling from South Beach. A very disappointing trip.
Yeah, I'm sure.
My buddies back home didn't believe me. I got to the stadium, get in the seats. We looked around. We thought we were at the link. It was unbelievable. There was easily 90% Eagle fans, 10% maybe Dolphins.
Are you serious? Wow. Really 90%?
That's no doubt. It was that traveling. We were loud. It started off well. But I will say this. I think the team is not very good, as you guys alluded to.
Yeah.
Jim Schwartz, I think, has a lot to do with the loss yesterday.
Yeah.
And to
be fair, I feel as though this is the first game this year that I can say that.
Yeah.
Because
Jim
Schwartz takes a lot of heat, and I think it's unjustly, but I think it should have been better this week.
You have to make in-game adjustments. You see they have one player that can beat you.
Yes.
Safety over there. Give him some help. Don't leave him out on the island. And that's, unfortunately, he's done that before.
You know, Joe, it's not normally that simple, but I think your analysis right there is actually on point. I think it was actually that simple.
But again, I feel like, and this is horrible to say, I feel like we were too proud to do what needed to be done schematically on the defensive side.
I'll
you know?
Tell you this, too. They are so undisciplined, and I don't think Doug had them ready to go. So we were there probably at 10 o'clock in the morning tailgating. 11 o'clock in the morning, you see three big academy buses come cruising in. And I'm looking at my friend. I said, you know what? That's the Eagles. They're pulling up now. He's like, no. I was like, I've been to enough away games. I know they're getting the police escort. There's the three academy buses and had the Eagles thing on the front.
Mm-hmm.
They got to the stadium almost at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's what happens. I mean, the way the schedule works, you leave for the stadium. Well, you get done with breakfast around 9 for an away game.
Mm-hmm.
You get on the bus. You can get there earlier than 11. You got an early bus that gets there 3 hours before the game.
The point that he brought up that struck me, they do play. And this has been an increasing thing now for 2 years, because 2017, this was not true. It was true a little bit last year. It's very true this year. They play a very undisciplined brand of football. I mean, the Timmy Jernigan, two 15-yard penalties.
Brutal.
I saw multiple guys line up offsides defensively that weren't even called.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there were offsides that were called. There's false starts called.
Oh, how about, I mean,
confusion on the defense.
You got Peters
in the backfield.
Peters jumping offsides when you're going for it on fourth and two.
Brutal.
You have to kick a field goal because of it. I mean, we know that is, he's due for one of those every game.
Yeah, well, it's just, and again, this has to go back to coaching. I mean, it's just, and this is where, and I guess this is kind of like my big picture thing that really hits me today. There are times in life, whether it's a player, whether it's an employee who works at a computer company, looking at a computer screen in front of me. There are times in life when a person needs a pat on the back. And there are times in life when a person needs a kick in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
The Philadelphia Eagles team collectively does not need a pat on the back.
Right.
I mean, you get my drift here?
Yeah.
And I just feel, and that's where, like, Doug is just, I know it worked 2 years ago. I know 3 years ago we all snickered when he talked about love him up and hug him up and all that weird nonsense and Josh Huff and I'm going to hug him. And it all just seemed kind of weird. And then the next year, they win the Super Bowl. And it's like, whoa, there is a methodology here that is producing results. And then last year, there was a rallying.
But there's not a methodology. That's the point.
It's not working with this group.
Okay. So
it's just not.
Does that mean you tear it all down? Do we have to tear it all down? We're paying all the guys on the team. Like that. We're paying the guys who are here right now. We're re-signing our guys.
I understand. By the way, good sign Alshon showed up yesterday. I mean, I actually mean that for next year. Like, we're all thinking Alshon's cooked with that guaranteed contract next year, and then he gives you a game like yesterday. And
it
gave me some confidence in Alshon.
But again,
because he did play very well.
But that game shows you that nothing, like the success that we had as pass rushers early in the game, it's all because their offensive line is that bad. It gave an inaccurate sense of security to our team itself, where they just sort of said, it's over. I mean, you can't evaluate anything from that game. That's not an NFL team in the trenches. It's not even close. And it's not an NFL team in terms of coverage. Alshon's getting open. And by the way, our guys weren't getting open the way they should have gotten open. Carson had to wait a little bit longer by a little bit of time. You know, the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside touchdown.
Right.
It's because runs a sloppy route.
Well, it's a Carson.
He's getting controlled by the defender.
Yeah, it's a Carson.
Runs to the end zone. Yeah. Carson buys time,
exactly.
And he comes back to him. It's the playground stuff.
Yep.
All that. It was a mess. It was all a mess. It gives me no sense of security for anything moving forward. The only thing I know for sure is that Doug can't go back to being a disciplinarian at this point with this team.
Well, you don't want him to keep being soft, do you?
No, I don't. But I'm saying it's going to fall on deaf ears. It's out of control. The message is doomed.
All right, look, 888-729-9494. We already heard from Doug what he said to Angelo, the ridiculousness. They played harder than we did. They wanted it more than we did, which is true, but a terrible thing to hear and a terrible thing for him to have be the reality. Coming up, something else he said this morning with Angelo when asked about the game. Pretty interesting stuff. We'll get to that as well. Joe to camera, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494. Hey, when you're hiring, you don't want to waste time. Nobody ever wants to waste time in life. You want an efficient way to get to your short list of qualified candidates. And you want to do it fast, that's why you need Indeed.com. That's right, Indeed.com. Used by over 3 million businesses. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, make sure you accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.